This is Passport to Texas. One story in the November issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine definitely computes. Editor Louis Bond.
I call it the nerdiest story we've ever run. You know, this is just a real different story. It's about the evolution of computer use in our agency. In the years between 1974 and 1984, a group of pretty radical biologists here got together and decided they were going to map the vegetation of Texas. Well, Texas is a mighty large state, and I don't know if your listeners are quite as old as I am, Cecilia, but back in the 70s, when you ran a computer program, you had to bring in boxes of punch cards, and that's what these guys did. But they were working with NASA. This is top level, top science. It took them 10 years to complete. And now here we are in 2010, and they're redoing it using technology that looks like the Jetsons compared to the Flintstones when you compare what they're doing now to what they did then. And Ray Nadler-Olnick does a masterful job in telling the story of these pioneers and now the new young guns who are taking their place with new technology. And at the end of it, they're going to have this comprehensive map of vegetation and geological wonders across Texas that they'll be able to use as a base for science for years to come.
Thanks, Louie. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to preserve habitat in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.